Now, I'm going around the exhibition at the CAS conference, and Nicholas Villar has got a stand here with lots of small little gizmos and gadgets with lots of cables. It all looks very, very geeky. Nicholas, why are you here? You're demonstrating something?
Yeah, so I work at the Microsoft Research Lab in Cambridge, and we've been developing this this project called the Microsoft.NET Gadgeteer Toolkit for the last few years. And that's what we're showing here today. So the toolkit is really a modular hardware toolkit that allows you to very easily build up electronic devices without knowing anything about electronics. So the idea is we have this box full of devices. I'll just hold it up. I can see it. At the heart of it is this processor module. It's a small sort of 5 centimeters by 5 centimeters module.
So these are all like little individual modules, circuit boards.
Yeah. So this one on one side has a processor and some memory soldered onto it. And on the other side, it has
just sort of physical connectors.
Exactly. Yeah. 15 little connectors that you can plug the various what we call modules in. So an example of a module might be a simple push button that you can directly plug into this using these little standard ribbon cables that we have. So the cables just snap into...
I used to call these IDC connectors.
Exactly.
Insulation displacement. Okay, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they're very small IDC connectors. Exactly. And then, so I plug one end into the button and one end into the what we call the
module.
Main board.
Yeah.
That way, without any soldering or anything, we've added a
so quick and easy and, you know, and compact as well at the same time.
Exactly.
So this is physical computing that you're introducing here.
That's right. That's right. So the idea is that you can, you know, just like you have, the button is the simplest example. We have much more sophisticated modules.
I can see there's an SD card reader.
SD card reader. We have Wi-Fi, Ethernet sockets, USB displays, lots of sensors.
Wow, such a variety.
Motor controllers, a digital camera, an audio module that lets you play MP3s.
Anybody's listening to this and they want to find out more about the project, what did you call the project again? You called it Microsoft.NET Gadgeteer.
And the address...
So it's http://netmf for... MF, so netmf.com gadgeteer.
/gadgeteer. Yep.
I'll write that down in a moment.
Perfect.
Okay, and what if somebody's listened to this, what would you like them to do? Find out more about it? Or?
Yeah, so it'd be great. So it's a placeholder page at the moment.
Okay.
The kits will be available in about a month's time.
Okay.
What we've done is place the whole project into open source.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go and find out exactly how it works, how you build modules for it, how you can build your own modules, you can add to it. But we're also working with a bunch of companies to make sure that they build kits that you can directly go and buy.
Okay.
And manufacture.
Nicholas, thank you very much, and good luck with testing the product.
Thank you very much.